My brother's grandson, he's a miner, and his dad was a miner, and but you know they didn't get to go learn it like they did here in Butte. You know, a lot of guys took their sons to the mine and they worked with their dads or they learned it and stuff. But he was down that Stillwater mine, and they had a program down there for student miners, and they you just did it 8 hours a day, you know, with trainers, you know, and then after so long done, they put you in the mine. But them days though, you didn't. You just went to work. Yeah, I went on the railroad. Then when I went and got an apprenticeship at the Berkeley, I didn't have to. Oh yeah, it was hard. It was cold in the winter. They had no place to go. You were out all, the whole day, except for lunch. You tried to go into one of the mine yards and go in the dry, eat lunch in the dries, you know. Should have went down the mine, then it got real warm. Did you ever hear how hot they were? Well, that steward, you got off the 45, it was like 120 degrees, 100% humidity. And the water was 165 degrees. Then it'd drip on them miners. I'm telling you, I don't know how they did it. 8 hours.
But they were down there.
8 hours.
And yeah. Were they eating their lunch down there?
They ate their lunch right where they were. It was tough. They passed out. It was rough. There was a miner I knew, and he'd get out of the steward, and then they had to have somebody drive him home. He couldn't drive his car. He said, I go home and drink 2 gallons of beer, I have good shape.